You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Off and running for a beautiful Tuesday morning here, and we're just about ready to get that Brady report going. But before we do that, we have to remind you that we're very close to the Doug Hopkins thing that's coming up here in just a few seconds. Something going on with my earphones here. Hang on. Headphones are acting funny. Is that right?
Yep. Maybe they're going out? They dying?
I don't know. Feels like I got a little...
Your plug...
little twister. All this thing's done.
That is on its last leg.
But it's been there for like that for a long time. It's just the rubber around the cord. That's fine. Anyway, the Doug Hopkins price guarantee is coming your way in just a few minutes. And if you guys are ready for it, we'll give you that receipt in just seconds. Somewhere around 8, a little after 8, Brady will start the Brady Report. In fact, here's the music to prove that. And after 8 o'clock, we'll tell you the list on the receipt, the stuff that's on the receipt. Today, we're going over to Viet Shack, Brady's Haunts.
House of Tong.
That's right. And Brady had lunch over there by himself. It's a weird thing at the end of it we can't figure out. But the receipt itself has a total. We'll have that for you in just a little bit, and you can start to guessing. But before we get right to it, we got to get to the Brady Report, which is brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. You can head to Hooters for April's Beers of the Month. A couple more weeks for their selected beers that are on special all through the month of April right there at Hooters. And before we get to that, so many emails about the twins. So many of them. But one I like the most said, when the guy punched the brother in the back of the head, did the girl feel it? You know how twins feel what the other one's feeling?
I wonder if that's true. Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's so
did they scream at the same time?
Right. Well, they probably were about to. And then, of course, the other one, if you remember this 80s cartoon, Wonder Twins, copulate, form of Pornhub. And I started singing all of your Folger songs, but I can't keep up with you guys. It's the best part of waking up is banging my sister, the gutter slut. I kind of like that one. Gutter slut's always a fun rhyme. It's gross. And then the other one that rhymes with cup is Folger's in her.
Yeah.
Best part of waking up is smelling my sister's. Okay. It's out there, Brady. Look at the windows. They're out there somewhere. They're out there. I got to say, the more I'm thinking about this thing, the more I'm reading your emails and things, he's a better man than I am. First off, these aren't my kids. I open that door. I'm not punching anybody. I'm packing. I'm leaving. Adios.
I can eat.
And this is why I've been your boyfriend for 4 years and haven't put a ring on it. I sensed it. Something was going on here.
Are you ever going to marry me?
I don't know. No. Years she's probably nagging.
You gotta marry me. I'm a mom. I'm serious about this. You're not just gonna live here and get this milk for free.
Something feels funny. I'm not ready to get married. And now I bet you he's thrilled. There's no legal ties to her at all. Pack it and go.
Got your bandana, put all your possessions in it, tie it to a stick, you're gone.
Hobo sack right out of there. Leave your stuff. You don't need that.
I know it doesn't matter, but it's just the kids, right? It's not the girlfriend's not involved.
Huh? With the family?
Yeah.
No.
It was just the twins, right?
Just walked in and saw the twins do it.
Okay. Not that it makes it better, but the girlfriend wasn't a third in that charge. Or wasn't slutting them out.
I haven't gotten that part of the letter yet. Oof. If you walked in on the whole family and some sort of a rat king and he stuck around. All right. And you can rhyme bust a nut with in your cup, too. I'm not doing that either. You're all gross. You're all gross. Thunder Horse, you are rolling. Thunder Horse, one of our black listeners. The best part of waking up is knowing that black brothers and sisters won't.
That's a winner.
He's making it racial because he's assuming they're white. You know what? Now, Thunder Horse, I hope they're black. You have to. Damn it.
Hey, you're President John already. That's
your dream?
Damn it.
Hey, Holmberg.
Hey, Holmberg. Are they white or black? Holmberg.
Never mind. I know.
I know what's going on there. Black people don't do that. And I know how I know, because none of them would ever email your ass. There'd be one dead kid. You wouldn't have twins no more. You'd have former twins.
Yeah, how? Yeah, the real, I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it anymore, and I can't help it, because it's just, this is a show I never want to end, and I also never wanted it to start. Brady, please, for God's sakes, give me some of that Hooters April Beers of the Month like crazy. Pour them in me. Drink me off this planet and report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
No.
No, it's work. Be a professional today, God damn it. Knock it the f*** off. Women, you did this. The 70s, you did this. We never had, in the 60s, our grandparents were like, Alvar never looked over since wear your PJs to work at the old steel mill. It never happened.
Yeah, have some respect.
Women started showing up to work, and we had cutesy potlucks and, you know, wellness days off. I still don't get that. And silly nonsense like wear your PJs to work, casual Friday.
You're not seeing Don Draper in PJs.
You never see old TV shows and movies when guys were heading to work in their pajamas because it was a fun day for the fellas. They went to work and they got it the f*** done. Most of them had polio half their lives, too.
A couple of basic fun facts.
Pajamas to work.
It's fun. Work doesn't always have to be crazy and hard.
Well, then why do we call it work? I don't go to fun every morning.
Two-thirds of the world's polar bears live in Canada.
Congratulations.
Even though the Soviet Union hasn't competed in the Summer Olympics since 1988, it's still second in the all-time medal count. America has 2,629 medals. Soviet Union, 1,010.
Nice.
And then Great Britain is third with 916.
Going back to Canada, do you think we see, like if I was president, I would just like go up to Trudeau and go, hey, you guys aren't even using most of it. Can we just put nukes all over the top of your country and just shoot them over the top to Russia?
Right.
Like, maybe, I wonder if maybe we that have deal that already. Yeah, because we kind of tolerate Canada. They don't really provide anything. They're sort of a nuisance with their whole health care.
Health care.
Always barking about how they're better, and we know they're not. There's only 38 million of them, which is always shocking to me. Canada's kind of like smaller than California. And all the good ones moved here to play hockey. I bet you most of Canada's northern territories are just nuke fields so we can shoot it over the North Pole. I didn't even think of that. The other day I was thinking, like, Canada's useless. Why are we so? Why don't we just take it? We don't even want it. You know how easy it would be to overrun Canada?
Oh, especially the middle part. There's nothing there. Calgary?
Right. It must be
Calgary and Edmonton. That's it.
Nuclear silos. It has to be.
You should see, look, growing up in Montana, like the number of silos that are along
there's
the
tons of them.
Northern Montana.
But we could
crazy.
Use Canada because it's close.
No, I agree with you, but I'm
closer. A little close. Just edge it right up to where the polar bears are. And
Cher was one of the background singers for the Righteous Brothers. You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Really? For the recording or just like on tour?
For the recording.
Oh, wow.
Long Johns are named after a boxer in Boston in the 1870s, John Sullivan.
Uh-oh.
Used to wear them in the ring.
Not reading that one. Let's just say the best part of waking up. Blank, 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 her menstrual cup.
Ah, come on, man.
Have some class.
Oh, that's long out the window, Brett. We're yuck. And drinking it. Okay.
We poured out a little liquor for class a long time ago.
That's from Andre. We know Andre. He's a nice man.
H&R Block software crashed yesterday. The last day to file your taxes.
Whoops.
Unless you got an extension. H&R Block says a glitch only affected customers who use the downloaded version of their software. people used their website or went to an H&R Block office were still able to file, but thousands of people had issues.
That sounds curious.
The site downdetector.com saw a huge spike in complaints starting Sunday night, but they fixed it by yesterday evening.
So nothing happened.
They advised people to print their return instead and go straight to the
post office.
And if you waited long enough, it was fixed, but it would have been...
You're still doing your taxes like last minute anyway. You don't need trouble.
By 6:45 here, you could have electronically filed.
But it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast.
No, it was 3:45 East Coast. So, we go the other way around. Yeah. Sorry.
You don't know where the sun is.
Yeah. So we got it off earlier.
That's right. Actually, nothing happened. They had a minor glitch. Some people were inconvenienced and... They're filling it out at H&R Block anyway. It should only take like 5 minutes if you're at H&R Block. That's the starter kit.
A survey says that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning. Makes sense because 8:15 usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating a breakfast. Not really stressful for me.
No. Well, it can be. It could be.
Shouldn't you be at work by 8:15?
If you wake up and you're out of supplies.
The hog didn't thaw.
That's going to be pretty upsetting for you.
Never a problem. Are you?
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
He's got things constantly thawing.
That's got my priority.
Thank God for the backup thawed hog.
He's got a rotation.
Got two hogs that are thawing.
This one made it through. Good. Breakfast is a go.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
By the way, let's get right to it, Richard. You got the receipt ready?
I do.
All right, let's have at it, shall we?
Ready, sir.
It's time.
What?
It's time for the Doug Hawkins. Is he okay? The Doug Hawkins. What was that?
Yeah, it was kind of a
was it? You got to stop with the impressions because you just make it feel like you're having little strokes. Because it just sounds like you doing weird stuff. Is he okay? Why would Hermie the dentist
It was ready, Santa. I think that's what he said.
Right. You didn't, though. So now then,
you want me to confirm? I don't remember.
Absolutely love.
The
only thing missing to talking to Brady in the last probably year and a half are the electrodes on his forehead to measure what is going on.
Get one of those caps. Just have one of those caps.
Little stickers on his head with the lines going into a computer. Going, we don't know why it happens, but it's not his. It wasn't Hermie's line to say "ready, sir." So, but later we explain. For a while there, it just sounded like an old man who'd lost his cork, and I think that might be right. Viet Shack, we got to give him that. We're talking
shocking.
About Viet Shack, so he's a little upset. Today's receipt comes from Viet Shack. You will text what you think the total was down to the penny. To 97936. You can listen online through our KUPD app, accumulate hours, and maybe get drawn for the sixth slot. But five of you will qualify to win $5,000 from our friend TV's Doug Hopkins. DougHopkins.com. 1-800-SELL-NOW. Brady went to Viet Shack on April 9th, a few short days ago, 12:07 p.m. Manager,
thong, tong.
It says right there, tong. All right. Brady got a little shack fried rice.
Oh, with that Chinese sausage
all right.
in there.
Settle down.
Come on, he's getting hard.
Don't confuse
Turn off
him.
His microphone.
Yeah, all right, it's true. Because he's going to start in with all the extras. Shack fried rice, he got one of those. He got traditional spring rolls. Salt and pepper wings. I don't know what this is. Vietnamese iced coffee.
Delicious.
So you took Kirby and a fountain drink. You and Kirby go together?
Maybe.
I don't think. Do you get a fountain drink and an iced coffee, or
no.
is it just you?
No, I got both that day. That's right.
This is all your lunch?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. It wasn't?
Because the hog didn't thaw.
Huh?
No, not all of my lunch. I shared a little bit. I brought some home to Ronnie.
Shared a little bit. A crumb?
To-go box.
I think that's a lie. You just lied. You didn't share any of this. Shack fried rice, traditional spring rolls, salt and pepper wings, Vietnamese iced coffee fountain drink. That's it. You paid cash, left little in the bowl, so we don't have to worry about an additional tip fee for the total.
What about tong discount? Is there anything on
no
there for them?
No tong discount.
Whoa.
Brady's son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, well, it's because, you know, he knew he'd order three more times that day, so he's given every third one's free on April 9th.
Got my punch card. Yeah.
Coming back in for, to go for Ronnie, is what I'm going to say to you.
Anyway, what will it be? Shack fried rice, traditional spring rolls, salt and pepper wings, Vietnamese iced coffee, and a fountain drink. We need the exact total after tax. That's it. You can go to the Shack Viet Shack website and try to order it yourself. Figure it out there. I discovered yesterday that the Ingos, depending on which one you go to, the prices are different. Because some guy sent me his receipt. He goes, I just did everything you said at Ingos, and it came up a different price. I'm like, yeah, because you paid less. It was weird. So, that's it. Text 97936. If you get the right price, you'll get a prompt that says, congratulations, you've entered. Viet Shack on Priest Drive.
Like we said yesterday, don't email it because we're not doing it through email.
But it ain't getting you anywhere.
Right.
Shack fried rice, traditional spring rolls, salt and pepper wings, Vietnamese iced coffee, and a fountain drink. That's a lot. That's a good job, Brady. What is the total? And maybe you can win Doug Hopkins' $5,000 price guarantee. You got 1 hour starting now to keep guessing as much as you want. I'm going to give you the range between $24 and $56. Could be as low as $24, $25, $26. Could be in the middle somewhere. Could be all the way up to 50-something bucks. That's the range for those of you who aren't looking on the computer right now at Viet Shack's menu trying to figure this thing out. Good luck to all of you. Brady, please continue.
According to a new Gallup poll, most of us aren't getting as much sleep as we'd like. It's the first time that it's been the case since they started asking in 2001. 57% of Americans say they felt better if they get more shut-eye, and 42% say they get as much sleep as they need. Hmm. Women are more overslept. Only 36% say they're getting enough sleep compared to 48% of men.
Wait a minute. They're not getting enough sleep, or they say confusing. They are getting enough sleep?
They're more underslept.
Oh, you said overslept.
Yeah. I did?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Whew.
The electrodes.
Thought I was the only electrodes. One that
heard that. Yeah, they're well, more underslept.
Via Shaq, right. He's completely gone now.
It's a drastic change from when they started asking, when they asked in 2013. A decade ago, 56% of Americans said they were getting enough sleep, and 43% said they weren't. So it's 14% swing from the most recent. This guy in Canada named Justin Rabicki is being harassed. He calls it harassment by endless pizza deliveries.
Brady.
It's been happening for the last 6 months.
Hmm.
And he can't get it to stop. At first, they're coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email and his phone number.
I gotcha.
They're not being charged to his card, but the deliveries do get upset when they say they didn't make the order and send the pizza back.
Driver's got to turn around.
He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in the orders. Even though he hadn't been hacked, the police told him to change his phone number. He did. That didn't stop the deliveries. They just go to his home and sometimes show up at work. He called Pizza 73, told him not to accept any orders under his name.
Right.
But then the scammer switched to Domino's.
Sure. This would be like if Brady was an identity thief.
I know. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is making the call.
So they're just annoying more than they are scamming anything, right?
And there's no scamming because they're talking about $1,000 worth of pizza.
Yeah, but tell the restaurant. There's no scam. They're losing all that money because they're not getting paid for.
It sounds like there have been around a dozen orders over the past 6 months.
Well, that's not terrible. I was expecting like every day for
a month. They're saying it's involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza.
For 12 pizzas? kind of pizzas are we delivering over here? Gold brick pizza?
It might not be a single pizza. Could have been a couple.
Oh, get a bunch of them at a time, I suppose. Yeah. By the way,
Justin says he hopes it isn't going to waste and that they're giving it to people in need. The police are investigating, since Justin doesn't know why or how he's being targeted.
Guy said 3 or 5-piece spring roll for the thing. Doesn't say. Just says traditional spring roll.
Two-piece. Two spring roll.
Okay. By the way, you said earlier that 8:15 is the most stressful time of the morning. Scott Haynes says, but it also is usually just after the most relaxing 5 minutes of the morning when you just finished on your sister.
Oh, man.
Then the stress kicks in. I got to get to work or school in this case.
I'm watching my videos. They're not as disgusting as this.
Stop emailing us. Yeah. It's disgusting.
An unnamed 27-year-old patient from Tunisia had reportedly rolled over onto his erect penis while sleeping, shockingly resulting in an audible snap.
Oh. What?
Followed by immediate flaccidity.
Well, yeah.
Nice. The silent flaccidity.
You took him a second. Oh, it's a great Queen's
according
right
to the
album.
Medical
silent
records.
Flaccidity.
The patient, alarmingly, his symptoms went on. He waited 36 hours before going to the hospital. Penile fractures are rare, demand urgent surgical attention due to the potentially severe consequences.
I had mine bend and bubble up once. Thanks, Heidi.
That's
back
basically,
in 1996.
And you didn't go in, right?
No, it stayed at like a right angle and made this big bubble on the side, and then it kind of fixed itself. I think I just dislocated it.
Significant swelling, deviation to the right, and blood clot at the base.
Which way did you deviate?
To the right.
There you go.
Big time.
Hush now, don't you cry.
Well, she started singing that the minute it happened, too. It was like, oh, it's actually playing now. I talked on the phone and playing it.
Eggplant deformity, in which the penis becomes swollen and purple.
That's what happened.
That's
what happened. I should have gone to the doctor.
Should have.
That's why the eggplant emoji is a thing.
Wipe away the teardrop from your eye.
While the penis is technically boneless, the word fracture is used to describe the tear and the tunica.
Huh?
Albuginia.
Nailed it.
The tissue that allows the penis to become enlarged and erect.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true. She said all the things from Silent Lucidity.
You're lying safe in bed.
John, this is what you missed out from not going to the hospital.
It was all a bad dream spinning in your head.
Of life.
Your after mind tricked you. All this is about Silent Lucidity. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain. Or someone close to leaving you.
The game of life.
Surgeons degloved the man's appendage.
What? What?
Revealing that indeed he suffered 2 fractures.
Oh.
Repaired the fractures.
Hey, Doc, since you're down there, you add 1.5 inches?
We're going to start chopping away.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, he was out during that procedure. He could have.
Wasn't able to talk to them.
Yeah.
Oh, people are in this morning.
Yeah, I know. I just got emails from people like, I already got the alert. They're guessing the Viet Shack price.
And silent flaccidity.
Also, real quick, no dollar signs. You won't get it.
Yeah, don't put dollar. That's right. I forgot to say that. Don't dollar sign it. Just the number thing.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
There's this dude that's started his Kickstarter for his invention, the Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision. An intruder.
Porch pirate?
Say a kid's TP in your yard.
Yeah.
If he gets up near the porch, it has facial recognition. And the paintball firing can be triggered, automated, and it basically shoots the intruder.
That's violence.
Yeah, I don't like that. And also, I'm a guy who doesn't like people on my porch, but I don't want them immediately paintballed just for...
It actually, doesn't yes, just do. Shoot paintball pellets. No, it can also be loaded with cartridges that unleash tear gas.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was going to say. This is how much we hate our neighbors. Brady would never do this, but I would do this to you in a second. You come to my house without texting me first. I hope you get tear gassed on the way in.
Yeah, but you don't want that paint splotches all over your new
stuff. Real easy to clean. So easy to clean. Yeah, I got a paintball handgun.
Really?
That stuff mops right up. You can shoot a wall in your house, just go wipe it off. It's great.
Wow.
Paint Cam Eve is a is from a startup out of Slovenia. There's no word how much it'll cost. Yeah. Of course, there will be a lawsuit probably. If someone gets shot in the eye or accidentally fires at an innocent visitor.
You don't know that.
Child or a pet.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
It's going to malfunction and take a kid's eye out, but whatever. Jason said, I think the best part about being old now is that I can't even get hard enough to ever threaten breaking my wiener. It's all bendy now. That's true.
Did you say the best part in that?
The best part of being old is a pliable pipe cleaner for a dick. I don't think I could either. I don't think. Like, back in when it happened, Heidi just got a little excited and smashed down on it, and it went sideways. I think it made an internal pop. She didn't hear anything. And then it just kind of went right.
Wait, did you? Did you hear a pop?
I felt a pop, and in my head, I think I heard something, but I think it was because, you know, when you pop a knuckle,
yeah,
you can feel the pop.
Yep.
That was that. But it was just right off the middle. And it bent sideways. But that's because back when you're in your 20s, you can have those things go. I don't think I can get.
You're probably crying and she thought, oh, he loves me.
No, he doesn't. Because, get off. It's not what girls hear. That's not good love making sounds. I don't think you ever heard that in a Barry White song. Hello, baby. Oh, God damn it. Get off me. I'm sorry you bent my dick sideways. Yeah.
I've got one real quick radio video.
All right, hit it.
It's a jockey guy in a horse race. I guess they call it a steeplechase.
You clarified for Brett.
That's right.
Not the one he talks about.
Not his underwear.
I'm watching a rerun of 30 Rock the other day, and Tracy Morgan's shirt was a camel with a jockey on it.
Pretty good.
Brady nods affirmatively like that's a normal thing.
I gave it to him. I gave it to him a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I was like, you can't wear that on television.
I'm going to look for
it. She was only 10 years old.
It's got to be an Amazon.
Has to be, but I don't think you can wear it. Oh, the steeplechase. We're going over some.
Off the horse just before the jump.
Oh,
and just horse almost makes does it. A double.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Why did he jump? Did he fall off or jump off? It looks like he
I think he was falling off.
He looks like the horse. He thinks the horse isn't going to make it, so he bails, and the horse completely makes it. He's winning. It's like he just... it flipped like a popsicle stick. Yeah. He just floats through the air. All right.
I know Brett's loaded.
Brett Knockett's still.
Oh, sorry. I was looking for the camel jockey shirts online.
Hey. It's real.
Tracy Morgan wore one.
It's all right if I wear one, Brett can. Brett can wear the shirt just like me.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. It took me a second to realize what it was, but he's in the silks and he's riding, and it's a real thing. Like, that's real. Like, they race.
They do.
We're not allowed to say that. I mean, you can say it, but.
I don't think we watched this one yesterday because we flew through them.
The Marlins.
Yeah, baseball hasn't really been that interesting this year, and I'm usually a huge baseball fan, but I've only watched one game so far. But I should have watched this one because bro got destroyed.
All right. Here's the pitch. Oh, he threw it behind the batter. The guy comes up and, he rushes the pitcher.
And that's the fist.
Yeah, there's a couple of, the first baseman comes over and cleans the dude's clock.
Who is the first baseman?
For the Marlins?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
No one knows.
I think it's Travis Lee.
I'll tell you right now, the Marlins have.
Wow.
They have three more wins than this room. So we're three back in the Marlins as a team right now. They're 3-13. Wow. That noise is a fist going across a guy's face. Wow. All right. We're in a drain. The guy is scooping out some food from a sink.
No.
In a restaurant. Oh, God. He's a dishwasher, and he's in a restaurant, and he just scooped out a bunch of food from the sink drain. And
bro.
And it looked like Viet Chek. It was rice and some chicken. Yeah.
Now, here's the video that was sent to you earlier. Josh from Action sent it to me. I've had a ton of people send this one to me. It's a Wild series of events watching this one. So
this is cars facing each other on some sort of street. This is here, isn't it? It looks like as mean streets of Phoenix. There's an electrical, sort of APS thing.
Hang on.
That's my fault.
Oh, okay.
All right, here. It's a truck backing up. It's like a service truck, middle of the road.
Just coming out from the Burger King.
Oh, there's gunshots. I hear gunshots.
Oh, man.
Dude is shooting a guy in the service truck.
Did he pay for his Whopper?
And he's, Brady sees the fast food restaurant nearby. He's not. And then the guy backs up. He just got shot like five times. He's just standing in the road in a yellow, worker's shirt.
Ain't done yet.
Oh, he's shooting people. Oh! Here comes the guy in the truck that got shot at, and he just ran over the shooter. That's how you handle a shooter.
They work together.
Which one was the active shooter?
Oh, my God.
It looked like they got
into a fight.
It looked like they were in the same truck, right? They're wearing the yellow reflective vests. Yeah.
Maybe he ate his Whopper or his fries.
What in the world?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Brady, that's not what anyone else is saying.
I understand it.
Brady, if gunplay is because somebody reached in and got some of your fries.
You ate my chicken fries.
You've got some problems.
And of course, he knows that.
He backs way up. Oh, yeah, no, he's kept it BK specific, despite the fact it's being filled from a McDonald's parking lot. They're right across the street from each other.
Oh, man. That guy had no
That truck hits him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, so.
Holy smokes.
Brutal.
I need to know the story.
Was it during the eclipse? What happened
there? Yeah, that's it. Retrograde. Chicken finger retrograde. there's a lady with her foot and another butt.
Have you seen this one, Emily?
This is a lady doing...
I think we've seen something similar to this, but it seems like it's a thing
she's
now.
She's on point.
Yeah, she's doing ballet.
Practicing her ballet moves.
On point with her feet in butts. Oh, God. And then a guy's just...
Whoa.
Then it just
ruining.
Abruptly cuts to a guy banging ground chuck.
I knew this would offend Brady.
Yeah. He's having sex with ground chuck, and now there's a bunch of meat in a vat that he's going to finish in. Yeah. Oh, God. He's treating it like his twin sister. He just coated all the uncooked meat with his own. Which is ironic because somebody said, hey, what was the protein on Brady's salad before and after?
Here's a car accident that Mr. Chow from The Hangover winds up getting out of.
Oh, dude, just goes blazing into the side of a building. Car bursts into flames. And now the car's out. Like, the fire was quick. Nothing yet. I don't even see, there's two cars, isn't there? Isn't there one in the building and one kind of sitting outside of it?
Somebody's going to go over here and help him. Okay. He might have been getting squeezy.
He's sitting there in the driver's seat. Yeah, he's banged up.
Is this live? Is the person watching on the screen?
Yeah. Just gets out, opens the door. And out he comes.
And he's naked.
He's totally nude. He was going 1,000 miles an hour naked and hit a building and then didn't know what to do. Naked guy gets out of a car crash.
And we'll end with this one. Just a little gunplay.
All right. Some more gunplay. They've got guns. Oh, my God. He just shot a guy in the hand. And they've got a girl. They're going to do it to her, too. What the? These are the people that you're protesting for, I think.
This is their punishment. Not doing their job.
Just shot her in the hands.
And missing hands.
She doesn't care. She doesn't react. What happened there?
Yikes.
There's nothing. She's fine. What did I just watch?
I don't know. You know what?
I'm
going to blow this one out.
Challenge.
Internet challenge.
I don't know what that is. Is that the Tide Pod? Okay, there's a girl on a Lazy Susan that's going real slow. She's on her knees. Standing next to a dude dressed like Johnny Cash. She's pretty cute. Nice body, shorts, half shirt. Well, that's a tattoo, I think. Nope, those are bruises. Those are certainly bruises. Yeah. All right. Okay, they're putting some sort of concoction.
With these tapes.
A plunger in her butt, and then Chappelle shows up for no reason to... Okay, and now they're plunging in. She is beaten up. There's a lot of bruises on her butt, and yet still a paper cut. All right, now she shakes her butt with something loaded in it, and now they're putting more stuff in there. They just keep adding things to her butt. I don't know what's...
A butt bong!
What the?
Butt bong.
That doesn't work that way. She's sucking on something and has something else in her butt, and it's coming out of her mouth. That's not how the body works.
They probably... She's recycling it.
put a drink.
It's like
in
reverse
there,
osmosis.
Liquid in there, and then she's taking it out.
Yeah, but it's not automatic.
No, I think that's what the pump was for.
Yeah.
It was pumping it up, and now she's just it's coming out one end, and she's sucking it back in the other end.
And I'm happy that I didn't know this. There was a process to this that made it so the thing went right through her. It opened her all up to where it would just leak out her mouth. So you have to. So for those of you at home, if you're trying this, you have to put some sort of a weird, like, Crisco in there, pump that in from behind. That opens up all the gates. Then you do another little thing of air. Then you can pour the beer, and it'll come right out your mouth.
Tap it.
Yeah, it's like pumping a keg.
And just it's like unclogging a drain. And you pour it in the butt, it pours right out your mouth, or vice versa. It's out there. See, look out that window. That's happening amongst them, Brady. Your God is an awesome God.
It wasn't this shirt, was it?
Ugh. The Tracy Morton. No, that's not it.
Okay.
It wasn't that blatant. It was just a camel with a guy on silk sitting on it.
Oh, man, I got to find
it. No words. I couldn't believe it was on TV, and I laughed for 5 minutes. Well, there you go. I don't know what I just saw. I don't know what's going on today. It's 98 KUPD. There goes your Brady report.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.